Time for our weekly girls soccer talk about our Albert Lea Tiger girls soccer team with the head coach of our Tigers, Amy Wacholtz. And Amy, a good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Amy, we talked about this last week. We knew that the three games coming up were going to be some tough ones with Rochester Lord, Mankato East, and Winona. Let's take it one game at a time. On a Monday, your team at home against Rochester Lord get beat 3-0. Give us some thoughts on that matchup.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer of a game. We actually held them 0-0 at halftime, so I was super hopeful. And then second half, we just did not come out strong. They got two pretty easy goals right away. I think one of our weaknesses of our team is after halftime, we come out on our heels and don't come out ready, and the other teams do. And unfortunately, they took advantage of that. And so that was a little bit of a tough loss. We played well overall, but just didn't show up the second half.
3-0 loss to a Rochester Lord on Monday. A Tuesday, a very good Mankato East team was at the Gus. 7-0 victory for the Cougars. Recap that one.
Yeah, so we actually played pretty well that game, despite the score. Mankato East, they are just quick, fast, awesome passers. And so it was hard to defend them, so we struggled with that. But, you know, I did see some good things. This season, we've had a lot of games that the score is really disappointing, but the girls have played well, and so it's hard to be super disappointed, even though the score says otherwise.
And a one more game, 5-0 loss to Winona. That was yesterday at the Gus. And again, just give us a quick recap of that game.
Yeah, that's another just tough loss. I was pretty hopeful. You know, Winona's in our section, so kind of looking ahead, we play a few teams in our section, so I was really hopeful that we could come out with a win. But we didn't play our best game last night. We were just pretty flat-footed. We couldn't connect our passes, and overall, it wasn't a great game for us.
So the Albert Lea girls soccer team now 2-11 on the season. And Amy, we talked about this each week. Again, the record does not indicate how good your squad is.
Yeah, and I keep telling people that 2-11 sounds pretty terrible, I'm not going to lie, but there's probably at least 4 or 5 games in there that were really close games, and it really could have gone either way. And some of these tough teams in the Big Nine, it's hard for us to compete against them, but we're playing at the level we should be playing. They're just a level up from us. So it's, like I said, it's hard to be disappointed when we play really hard and the score, you know, says something different. But the record can be deceiving because we are a good team when we show up.
Amy Wacholtz, head coach, Albert Lea girls soccer team, joining us here on a Kate Radio, our normal Friday conversation. And, you know, looking at your section, and like you mentioned, I mean, there's no Mankato schools or Rochester or Owatonna in your section. And right now, your team looks like probably sitting in maybe the number 7 spot in the section, maybe a matched up with a game against Waseca or a Casson Manorville in the first round of the playoffs. And like you mentioned, those schools are more comparable in size to Albert Lea.
They are. Yeah. I mean, when we go against Century and Owatonna, I mean, I found that being my first year coach, I still go into every game hopeful that, you know what, maybe we'll have an upset. I know we're not supposed to win technically when you look at like the scorebooks and things like that, but I always go in hopeful that like maybe this is our game, you know. But overall, it's just hard competing against those teams. We just don't have the numbers and the depth like they do, and so we do our best. And it's those kind of games are always a learning experience for us. We see what they can do and what we should be doing. But our section, you know, I was telling the girls, the Big Nine, we're not going to do well in the Big Nine, but sections is like a whole new life for us. And so we play Byron next week and we play Red Wing next week, and they're both in our section. So if we could come up with a couple wins next week, we might be seated a little bit better going into sections, but you know, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, Byron on Monday at the Gus at 7, at Red Wing on Tuesday at 7, and then Rochester Mayo at the Gus on Thursday, October 7th, to wrap up the regular season. And Amy, the soccer season seems to always go by very, very quick. Give us your thoughts on the three games coming up next week.
So, Byron and Red Wing, you know, I'm a little more hopeful that we can stick with them. Looking at the schedule for Byron, they play Friday and Saturday and then come to us on Monday. So I'm hoping they'll be a little tired from their games over the weekend. And then Red Wing, we go to them. You know, they both have better records than us. I think they're kind of sitting, you know, I think that like 8-4 or 7-3, somewhere around there. So they're good teams. And I expect Mayo to come out strong. Those Rochester teams are always tough. So I don't think anything is going to be easy. I think we're going to have to show up and work hard if we want to come away with some wins. But I'm hopeful that we will.
Amy Wachtels, again, the head coach of the Umbertlea Tiger Girls soccer team. And Amy, you know, we mentioned some players week to week. Let's spotlight some other players on your team. When it comes to seniors, talk about the seniors on this year's squad.
So I have some amazing seniors, and they're going to be greatly missed next year. You know, just looking at my starters, all four of my defense are seniors this year. So Milena, Lucy, Esther, and Bree, or not Bree, Lindsay. And so we're going to miss our whole defensive line next year, which is going to be pretty tricky. And then of course we have Abby Chalmers at center mid. Evelyn Perez is outside. So those are my seniors, and those are all starters. So it's going to be a tough loss losing those girls. They've just played phenomenally this year, and they've all just been such great leaders on the team.
Amy Wachtels again, head coach, Umbertlea girls soccer team, joins us every Friday here on Kate. Two more home matchups before the postseason starts. I'll mark it on your calendar. Monday, Byron's in town at the Gus at 7. Thursday, October 7th, Rochester Mayo in town at 7 o'clock. And again, they'll be at Red Wing on Tuesday. Amy, thank you so much for the time, and good luck this week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.